tuned into the Audio Asylum. Let's get crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most pointless podcast. Welcome to the Audio Asylum. I'm your host, with not that much of the most. I'm Joe, joined by my co-host, Brandon.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Blee back at it again.
It's been
the Audio Asylum.
It's been a minute.
Every time I come here, it's been a fucking minute. And it's funny because I'm always here now.
Yeah, that's true. It's been hard to do a podcast with you because we're always doing videos and shit.
We're always doing interesting videos.
Very interesting things.
God, I love it. I love all this shit we do.
Yeah, it's been getting fucking weird up in this bitch.
It's been, honestly, this is the most productive we've ever been, though. This year has been, a lot. So, but this is just a little preview of Audio Asylum discussion. We're not really going to talk about this right now, but
yeah, we're going to dive into it on a different show.
For future reference, yeah, we will dive into a little bit on the snoop of the Audio Asylum. So you know what? We could even call it Backstage Pass.
Yeah, some shit like that, because we got, we definitely got to dive into, how weird it's been getting, but...
Yeah, because people don't really know, how... not necessarily how it started, but, what is the process, that we go through making that shit.
Yeah, which is...
So...
It's kind
of... There isn't. But, like I said, that's for a later discussion. Yeah. Because we got some awesome topics to actually hit on the nose today.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in the world. I mean,
there's a lot of shit going on in my fucking personal life too.
Oh yeah, you seemed like you wanted to talk about how work went.
Yo, bro,
should I down the hatch for this one?
You could. That, you know what? I don't got a shot, but we'll do this.
Hair on my chest.
So, ooh. For those of you that know, I work for a company that is a hospital. I won't say which one because I'm not trying to get in trouble anyway.
I don't know
how many fucking people listen to this, but... So I work for a company, and basically what's going on right now is that someone got in trouble for hanging around someone too much, which is a female character. It's a male and a female.
Okay.
The male got in trouble for hanging around with the female too much, and someone suspected that they were dating or messing around.
Okay.
Now, this said motherfucker, who got no fucking balls to handle his own shit, decided that because he thought that his job was threatened for something he was doing, he decided to throw motherfuckers under the bus for whatever they were doing that have nothing to do with his situation.
I'm assuming the motherfucker's you.
I'm one of those motherfuckers.
Oh, he threw motherfuckers under the bus.
He threw motherfuckers under the bus.
Not one motherfucker.
Not one motherfucker, but the whole squad, bro. The whole, almost the whole staff that works there.
Damn, that's what we like
to
call...
He said, oh, this motherfucker does this, this motherfucker does that, this motherfucker and that motherfucker. And I was one of those motherfuckers, Joe. I was one of those motherfuckers who... For one, you know me. Don't have my name in your mouth.
Yeah.
But number two, what the motherfucking motherfucker did I do to you? Bro, I don't bother nobody. Legit, I speak to everyone and I'm nice, but I don't spread people's business.
Yeah, you're the front desk guy.
Yeah, what? And mind you, this dude, whatever incident he had going on with him, was in another fucking building that I wasn't even present in. So how the fucking boss of the place, the second boss, comes to me and says, oh, you're not in trouble, but I just want you to know, your name was mentioned in some bullshit, and, people are going to be watching all the staff members now. I looked at him and I said, you know that I don't care, right?
Yeah.
I don't work on that side, so whatever he said is obviously not true. Oh, well, when the boss comes back from vacation on Monday, we'll handle it. Motherfucker, I did not do anything, so you're gonna handle it, because I don't fucking care.
Yeah, what are they gonna watch you do? Watch you work the front door?
Yo, he's really under the assumption that because I see them, because I'm not gonna lie, I go into that building randomly when I need to take a shit.
Oh, so you go into the other building to cocky.
I go in the other building to drop my deuces and go back to work.
Yeah.
So... occasionally, I do walk into the building, and I see them conversing or having a conversation. I don't even know if conversing is a term. I've said it multiple times, so I may sound stupid, but...
I'm pretty sure it's a term.
I think conversing is a word.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they fucking have these conversations.
We graduated.
Yeah. It's nobody's fucking business. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Nor do I care enough to fucking spread rumors, bro. I work here. I'm not going to shit where I eat.
Yeah.
Even though I shit in the other building.
Even though you shit in the other building, yeah.
I didn't fucking, like, bro, I'm not stupid. Like, I'm not trying to get in trouble. I'm comfortable. I work for a good company. I'm not trying to do nothing to fuck that up.
So what did this dude say you did?
Apparently, I started the rumor that got to the, like, the people that work in the building. Apparently, I spread the rumor that he was fucking that girl.
Okay, I've known you for a long time. You're not one to spread any kind of anything.
Bro, I don't spread rumors. I don't spread STDs. I don't spread lies.
You don't spread diseases?
Bro, I'm the person that spreads weed and liquor. That's what I do. Yeah. I spread weed and liquor.
And friendship.
And friendship and fucking loyalty. Because I am loyal to companies, to friends, to fucking strangers. Like, bro, you gonna tell me I said that you were fucking some bitch that I don't care about?
Well, my man is just is he just trying to sink the ship?
I think what is going on is that this girl talks to me and we're just friends, bro. Like, I have a wife.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I have a whole, and that's the fucked up shit, is that I talk about my wife to everyone in this job. So everyone knows, like, I'm not a bullshitter.
Yeah.
I'm about my wife and that's it. But this motherfucker had the audacity, bro, the audacity to say that I'm spreading rumors about some bitch that he can't even get. You mad, bro.
Yeah, you corny.
You OD mad and corny. And he's like fucking 52.
50. Yo, if you go to...
And the girl is like 27.
What?
That's your problem. You talking to a young fucking girl and you look stupid. And then he said to the supervisor, oh, I'm going to go to the heads, like to the higher ups, to tell them what's going on. Bro,
why do people that work in environments like this feel the need to stir shit up? Like, go to work or to go to work.
Bro, I wanted to beat his ass.
Like, I don't blame
so
you.
Bad. And like, I had other fucking coworkers telling me, like, bro, we know you're a nice dude, but we also know you got a bad side. We could tell. Like, just leave it alone.
Wait, so what? This guy works in the other building.
Bro, he's supposed to be working in my building.
He's supposed to be working
in my building. He's always on the other building.
He's always in the other building.
And when I see him, he's not cleaning or doing nothing.
Do you,
He's maintenance. He's supposed to be cleaning and doing shit.
He's supposed to be cleaning.
He's supposed to be cleaning. His ass is walking back and forth between the front desk on the other building where the girl sits and downstairs in the basement doing God knows what.
See, if I was in the situation that a maintenance dude was fucking with me at work... And I knew there weren't cameras around. I'd make that guy's life fucking miserable.
Plenty of fucking cameras.
Damn.
If that was the case, bro, I'd be throwing garbage everywhere. And when he asked me what happened, I'd be like,
Yeah, I was going to say, take a used condom from home and fucking just... And
bro.
Make his life miserable.
Bro, if
you're a janitor, you shouldn't fuck with anybody that's not a janitor at your day job.
Not for nothing, bro. All he talks about is his beautiful fucking Jeep. And I'm about to slash his fucking tires. Like, I will risk it all and lose my job because this motherfucker really tried to fuck with my bread, bro.
Because if
yeah, that's a Bronx term. If you don't know what bread means, it's money. He tried to fuck with my money. And mind you, like I said, the boss is away on vacation. He doesn't come back till Monday. So I gotta fucking have this stupid ass shit in the back of my head until Monday.
But,
and then even when Monday comes, my boss is gonna talk to me and I'm gonna be like, yo, do you hear this shit? Like, you really gonna believe this man? And if he tells me yeah, I'm gonna tell him, please take my ass off site because I'm just gonna fuck all of y'all.
But what? Why would a janitor fuck with somebody that's not in his line of work? Because I can just make your life suck by making a mess.
The way that it basically went is that...
I would throw up everywhere. I would just put my finger down my mouth and go to places and throw up.
But you see, it didn't start with just a rumor and, like, him attacking everybody. Because he didn't just attack me. He basically told the boss that's taking over right now for the one that's on vacation.
Yeah.
He said, the guy that you're, like, one of the other workers, he's like, oh, I know he's your friend, but he also spreads lies about you behind your back. Then he told that guy, he was like, oh, yeah, like, this guy, I always argue with him. He got a problem with me and this. Basically, looking for any reason for this man to look the other way and look at someone else.
Jeez.
Like, he just threw everybody under the bus. My thing is, bro, you don't know me. I'm not the type to do shit at work. I'm going to wait until I catch you slipping outside, bro.
Yeah. But somebody like that isn't going to own up to their mistakes.
No.
Because that's somebody who, when they get confronted, is going to be a big puss.
But, bro, the whole reason why he got so upset is because another security guard who's known for being a big mouth, this motherfucker went and told him, oh, I don't care if you fuck her. I don't care if you fuck her.
Oh, wait, so two security guards trying to fuck the same girl.
Exactly.
And they're older.
And this man got into it with him. And when he said, oh, I don't care if you're trying to fuck her. And then people saying, you know, oh, they're fucking now. So he thinks that not only is this man spreading rumors, but everybody else is spreading the same rumor about him.
So two old security guards.
Two old security guards.
Trying to fuck 27-year-old girl.
27-year-old girl.
That's fucking lame. Are they even good-looking older dudes?
No, bro. They're fucking 52.
They're crusty guys?
One is a Jamaican 52-year-old bug-eyed fucking dude. I'm not gonna lie, he keeps his hair cut nice and his facial hair nice, but the motherfucker's a creep.
Yeah.
He's a straight-up creep. He just stares at every girl that comes by, and he tries to fucking put his hands on them. Like, oh my God, I can't even say this, like, because this is a specific story, and people are gonna know who I'm talking about if they hear this at work. Because I do have people at work that listen
to the show? Damn.
But, look, just basically, this motherfucker's starting problems, and I'm not the fucking one, Joe. I'm not the fucking
You've
one.
You've had a rough week at work.
Bro, I've been telling people for the longest that you need to stay clear of pissing me off. Because I've been waiting to snap on people, and I don't know what it is that holds me back from fucking people up. But I'm telling you, bro.
You have a good amount of patience.
Being at Kips Bay... I could say that now because we don't work there.
Yeah, we don't work there anymore.
Me working at Kips Bay has produced so much patience.
Yeah.
And not even for children, for adults.
Yeah.
That's sad. I can tolerate a child more than I... Because at least I know they're a fucking child.
You know, I don't think there's anything worse than having shitty coworkers. I think that's the worst thing ever.
Bro, the thing is that this shit came out of left field. Like, this dude was nice to me. He even bought me lunch once or twice. Like, I was like, oh, this dude considers me an ally. This motherfucker went and stabbed me in the back. I'm going to stab him in the face. I'm sorry. That got a little dark, but I'm just saying, bro. I'm fucking mad, bro. I don't cause trouble to nobody, so that really pisses me off.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I very thankfully work with a lot of good coworkers at my day job, so having shitty ones...
Telling you, bro, I wish I was a giant monkey right about now so I could destroy his fucking city.
Yo, speaking of giant monkeys, nice segue. I watched Godzilla vs. King Kong, and I gotta say, I'm a guy who I don't dislike monster movies. I just never got into them.
Yeah.
So I went into this like very, I'm either gonna like it or I'm just not gonna care half the movie. I wound up caring.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know if it was, like, because of the whole pandemic thing going on. Like, I just don't get excited for new releases anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so when I saw that this was coming out and it's HBO Max and blah, 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 I was like, all right. I mean, obviously I'm going to fucking watch it.
Yeah.
But I didn't go in expecting anything crazy. I mean, I did see Godzilla and Godzilla Monsters Among Men. Or
King of the Monsters,
King of
was it?
Niggas, yeah. Said Monsters Among Men. Who the fuck do I... I'm talking about Braun Strowman here. anyway, so yeah. King of the Monsters and King Kong Skull Island.
Yeah.
Based on those three films, I'm not going to lie. The Godzilla solo films, the recent ones, the first one I didn't like.
I didn't like that one at all.
The first one, for me, they focused too much on the graphics and they focused too much on... destruction.
Dude,
I felt like that whole fucking movie was just broken buildings.
Well, I also... See, here's where I differ, but I've only seen it once, so I could be talking out of school here, but I remember there was just a side plot that I didn't give a shit about half the movie, because I was like, I want to see a giant lizard destroy stuff, and there's a lot of talking in this.
Like, bro, that was the guy that played Quicksilver, right? The first one?
To be honest, I've seen it once. All I remember is being in the movie theater, looking at my uncle, and being like, I don't care about this movie.
No, I think the side plot was the actor who played Pietro in Avengers.
Okay.
That dude played a military kid from fucking, I don't know, parents in the CIA. Whatever.
This is the first Godzilla remake.
This is the first Godzilla remake.
Okay.
And, you know, it's basically like... like Chernobyl in Russia.
Yeah.
I think it's Russia. You know how like you have all this toxicity and these chemical waste plants and shit like that that cause, you know, deterioration and shit like that in the environment.
Yeah.
Basically, that was Godzilla who caused some shit like that. And this motherfucker wanted to go back to his homeland, like his hometown,
yeah,
which was infected with whatever. They said that you couldn't enter. So he went in there anyway, and he found a fucking creature or whatever. And that's how, you know, the whole thing started.
They
woke up this fucking creature, and Godzilla just came out of the earth and was like, oh, I gotta fight this.
I'm a kind of guy that, depending the movie, like, and this kind of contradicts what I said on the Snyder Cut review, but I'm a sucker for a good story. Yeah. But to me, when it comes to like horror or monsters,
there's no need for a dynamic story.
It's not even that. Like, you could give me a great story. It's just I don't want half the movie to be dialogue. Yeah. I remember sitting in the movie theater being like, I want to see things get destroyed by a giant lizard, and I've been here an hour and nothing's destroyed. Mm. And I'm upset. But this movie, Godzilla vs. King Kong, everything gets destroyed. But my man just wanted to go home.
I mean, but that's the whole thing with monster movies, is that it's like, you know, there it's whatever the fuck it is, and then eventually the big lead up to this giant fight.
Yeah, it's true. You know, but this dude just wanted to go home, Brandon.
Fuck. Listen, all right. So, all right, this is the main question. Before you got into the film, before watching it,
who did I want to win?
Who were you going for?
I guess Godzilla, but then I saw...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Before and after me going into that film, I automatically went for King Kong.
Okay.
Let me give you my logic.
Okay.
With King Kong, you have a fucking ape, basically.
Yeah.
Or a gorilla. He's a gorilla.
Whatever.
Gorilla, fucking gorilla, ape, whatever.
He's a primate.
He's a primate.
Yeah.
This fucking primate has appendages that he can actually, like, you know, freely move around and maneuver. And,
yeah,
like, that's why I fucked with him. Yeah, Godzilla got fire and a fucking tail. But at the end of the day, if he didn't have that fire and tail, my mans would have got smoked. Or did get smoked. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Without that, he's kind of like a wounded bandit. But then you give him those things, and it's like, oh, I don't know, bro. That
my man
can
shoot
the hole
this
right
fucking shit out of his mouth, yeah.
And then that tail's like a dangerous fucking whip, bro. But ultimately, bro, not only did they give me story in this one.
Yeah, no, the story was solid.
The story was actually solid. The
story was solid.
They gave me not only one, but two, but three solid characters.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about fucking humans, because no one cares.
Yeah.
But they gave me three solid monsters, and then they gave me three solid fights. Because even the fight scenes, it was three fight scenes, round one, round two, round three.
I was surprised at the whole Mega Godzilla thing, if you're listening and you're like, what the fuck are we talking about?
We're going to spoiler alert here.
It's Mega Godzilla's fucking robot Godzilla.
You don't even have to explain spoiler alert, because the movie's been out for 2 weeks already.
Yeah.
So if you fucking just so happen to stumble upon this and you didn't watch it, just don't listen.
I was surprised I liked it, but I really didn't think I was going to care,
bro,
to be perfectly honest.
I ended up loving it.
Yeah, I watched it twice already. I was like, oh, this is fucking awesome.
Oh, I haven't watched it twice. I'm saving the second time for, like, when Ashley watches it.
I have a list of shit I need to watch, and on that list is Detective Pikachu.
I went to the movies to see that shit.
You can just tell me if you liked it or not. Don't spoil anything.
Well, for me personally, I was all right, let me say this the right way so people don't fucking chew my ass. A Pokemon fan.
Okay.
Because people hate when you say Pokemon.
Yeah, people get upset about that.
So, I used to watch it as a kid. I wasn't really interested. I just fucking, it's WB. You just watch it just to watch it. It's fucking cartoons on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I mean, Saturday morning. But, oh, and after school. I forgot they did it weekdays after school.
Yeah.
But watching Detective Pikachu was a little annoying for me.
Because it's
Ryan Reynolds.
That's a complete side story, right?
Reynolds is fucking Pikachu. Joe.
I remember when I saw that casting choice, I was like, interesting.
Bro, I literally felt like I was watching
Deadpool voice Pikachu.
Voice Pikachu. Because there's no one else that can voice Deadpool anymore. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. There's nothing like... And then the fucked up thing is that Deadpool's a character that's self-aware. So, yeah, Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. So watching this movie, or any Ryan Reynolds movie, he will always be Deadpool.
Yeah, for now on, it's kind of like, oh, you're Deadpool.
You're fucking Deadpool. So, I just couldn't...
It was hard for you to separate.
It was really hard. But don't get me wrong. There is a very big sentimental storyline in there.
Yeah.
And I did cry, like, when I fucking got it out my head that he was Ryan Reynolds.
Yo, what movie scenes automatically make you cry?
The Notebook.
Oh. I haven't even watched that.
Bro, I'm not one. You can ask anyone. I'm not one for chick flicks. Don't you dare make me watch a chick flick. I'll punch you in the face. I don't like chick flicks. I don't do it with girls. Sorry, you ain't winning me over.
Ladies, I'm a sucker for a chick flick.
But
so if I'm winning points, A.
But this is where it got sentimental, bro. I watched The Notebook because this is personal. It is sad, so I'm not going to say too much about it. But basically, my girl's grandmother has Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So from that personal experience and watching that from an outside perspective, it really fucking sucks. And it hurts tremendously. So when I saw The Notebook, that's basically what the film is about. It's about a couple, and the female role has Alzheimer's, and she's an old lady. And her husband visits her at this hospital every single day and reminds her of the life they had.
Damn.
And when you watch the ending, because I'm not going to ruin it for you because it's that deep.
I'm not going to watch it.
You're not going to watch it?
I'm not going to watch it.
Basically, I'm going to spoil this shit for any of you fucking people that haven't seen it. And you should watch it anyway, even if I spoil it. Basically, she doesn't want to die alone. And he doesn't want to die without her. And she dies of Alzheimer's. Like, you know, basically Alzheimer's is like your brain deteriorating.
Yeah.
So eventually it deteriorates to the point where you literally die.
So this dude stays in the hospital?
He stays in the hospital with her. And on her last night of living, they didn't know that she was going to die.
Yeah.
He just felt it in his heart. He laid in bed with her. To lay with her for her to pass on, and he fucking passes away with her.
That's crazy. That's pretty sad.
They died together.
Damn. I have scenes that make me cry, but
no, bro, that scene, I have never cried to where I was like sobbing, like like, yo, that movie is the only, and I mean this, the only film
that'll make you cry,
made me cry that hard.
Oh, I have several.
No, I've cried,
yeah,
but I'm talking about like in it, like emotionally. Oh. Like fuck, like cried.
I have
that movie.
I'm pretty bad. Like I cry at like uplifting shit too.
Oh, yeah. Happy moments.
Like, yeah, really, or like really a really happy, motivational moment.
I cried during Avengers when they all came back, bro. Yeah, like, Endgame.
I cry every time I watch Batman Begins. I sent this to you the other day. Like when shit's falling on Bruce and Alfred saves him.
Yeah.
And he's like, why did we fall? And he's like, to get back up. And he's like, you still haven't given up on me? And he goes, never. And I'm, damn, bro, I'm almost crying just talking about that shit. That shit hits every time.
I Am Legend's another one of those movies, bro.
Fun fact. Never seen it.
You son of a bitch, bro.
I've never seen All right, I Am Legend.
So I'm going to save you some heartache because I don't want you to watch this part and die like I died.
Well, here's the thing. The dog dies. If you make a movie.
No. Hold the fuck up. You can't just say the dog dies because that's just not how it happens, Joe.
It gets killed?
Bro. Will, I'm going to look you in your eye when I say this. Will Smith is alone in the world.
And he kills
with just his dog. For years, he raises this dog from a puppy. A puppy. And it was his daughter's dog who died, by the way. He's living and raising this dog in a world where there's no one alive. This is his only friend, his only family member. This dog gets sick because it gets bit by a zombie dog.
No, and he fucking shoots his dog.
And it turns into a zombie, and he tries to save it with science because he's a scientist in this movie.
Okay.
And while he's injecting his dog to save its life, it changes anyway. And as he's holding his dog, as it changes from dog to zombie dog, he chokes the life out of his own dog. And he's there not looking at the dog because how bad it's killing him to do this to his friend.
You see, I'll never watch that movie now.
And he's there, bro, but the emotion, like, yo, he's literally there, and I'm going to look at the camera for this. He's there, and he's like...
I'll never watch it.
And he, yo, and he just, and then you just hear the dog, you just hear the dog breathe his last breath.
I'll never watch it.
And then he stays in this position because he can't look at it. He just can't look at it.
I'm at a point in my life where I absolutely refuse to watch a dog die in a movie. Have I ever told you why? Have you ever seen the butterfly effect?
Of course.
I might have mentioned this in old episodes.
Fucking burns the dog alive.
Yeah, they put it in the bag Yeah, fuck that movie. Fuck Ashton Kutcher. Fuck whoever wrote that. My sister made me watch that. Thanks a lot. When I was younger.
Just stay down, Kevin, or I slit your mother's throat in her sleep.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Fuck that
movie. That movie was so twisted.
I can't watch anything where a dog dies.
So don't watch fucking.
I Am Legend. I'm not gonna watch.
No. A Dog's Purpose.
Oh no, you can't pay me
because you're literally that movie, I'm gonna tell the world not to watch that fucking movie.
Fuck
you wanna
that.
Know why? I died like 7 times in that movie. You wanna know why? Because the dog in that fucking film gets reincarnated like 7 times. And you see when the motherfucker dies every time.
Every single time?
Every time.
Comment on the fucking video. Ask me how much money I would take to watch A Dog's Purpose. Guarantee you can't pay me enough to watch that movie.
You wanna know what's the fucked up part? I think they made a part 2.
Why? What is the thing with let's make movies where a cute animal dies and reincarnates? I'm not for it.
Have y'all not seen Pet Sematary? That's not a fucking good thing.
Yeah, I don't want to watch anything
keep
where
these,
animals die.
Well, no, don't keep them dead because that sounds horrible too. But just
no.
Just listen, we know that death happens, but for animals, we don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to see it.
I don't want to hear about that shit.
Yeah, fuck that. Unless it's like a horror movie where like they do, like maybe I'll watch it.
Nah, I can't even see, like, I don't know what film it was, but I know there was a horror film where a dog gets killed by some creature or some shit.
But,
and I was just like, but why you
see,
gotta kill the
but
dog?
But, like, you don't have to show it to us. Like, an American Psycho, like...
Oh, yeah, they don't show it.
You just
hear the dog squeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can deal with that. Because I don't have to look at it.
I mean, it still pisses me off, though. I get tight.
Yeah.
I'd be like, but bro, it's just a dog. What the dog do to you? It's just barking. Like, that's what dogs do. They bark, bro.
Yeah. That's.
Fuck is wrong with you?
We're on this whole, like, conversation of movies now. Like, I'm anything that, like, you thought you were going to really like and you wound up hating it. Because I'll never stop reiterating, my first actual date was, like, the worst thing ever, and I went to see Halloween 2, the Rob Zombie one.
Oh.
I'm sorry to everybody that fucking likes that movie.
You
I just think it's dog shit.
That first one was really fucking good.
Yeah.
And then they came out with the second one, and I was just like, yo, like...
Well, from what I understand, and I don't want to get, like, I'm an analytical movie guy, because I'm not, but from what I understand, he didn't want to make the second one.
Oh.
So I think maybe he cockied on it on purpose. So they were like, don't do a third.
But what was it that he didn't fucking do as well he wanted to do with the first one?
I think he wanted to just do... I could be wrong. Graves is a big Rob Zombie fan. He would know better than us. But I believe it's just he did the first one. I had no interest in doing a second one. And
they kind of forced him, like supply and demand shit.
I guess.
I mean, that would make a lot of sense, though.
I also like shitty movies.
Look at fucking Spider-Man 3. It was supply and demand. Like, everyone loves those films.
Okay, how do we feel about Spider-Man 3?
I've said it for years. The film would have been fine had Venom not been in it.
Okay.
The Goblin and Sandman were fine characters. I don't like the Goblin in my perspective, the new Goblin.
Yeah.
James Franco being a Goblin, that wasn't my issue. My issue was just costume design. That's all it was. That sounds very fucking stupid for me to just...
No, it was he looked like a BMX snowboarder.
Yeah, for me, it's like, bro, at least stick true to the comics. The motherfucker is Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Like, he just stays Green Goblin. You don't gotta invent a new suit. You could put a new twist on it, but you don't gotta invent a whole new character.
Yeah. I agree. Little Goblin Jr., You're Gonna Cry is one of my favorite movie lines of all time.
But you see, that line pisses me off because he's not Goblin Jr. He's fucking...
he's Harry Osborn.
He's Harry Osborn in a fucking snowboard. Yeah. Like a fucking... I can't even talk about it. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
Sandman, however, for character development, for CGI preference, he was perfect.
Yeah.
I loved the Sandman story. He was relatable. You know, word. For those of you that have fathers in jail, that was a good story.
For those of you that have dads that are in prison.
I didn't mean it in an asshole way, though.
I know
I'm just saying, my dad went to prison, and I felt where he was coming from. Like, yeah, I make bad decisions, but that doesn't mean I'm a bad person.
Got you.
That was, like, the whole thing for me. That's yeah. what I grabbed from that. You know, just because you go to prison doesn't mean you're a horrible person. Yeah.
Everybody hates Ben Affleck's Daredevil, but I'm a fan.
Like people that know what the fuck they're talking about say about that film, it was the writer's fault.
Yeah, it's not Ben Affleck. People have to stop blaming the actor.
Yeah, even the darkness of the film, like how everything was dark and gloomy, I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, that's such New York shit.
Right yeah, there. Exactly. Hell's like, Kitchen.
Exactly. And Ben Affleck as Daredevil was dope. There was nothing wrong with him.
He didn't do anything wrong.
His lines were corny.
Yeah.
But, again, he did not write those lines.
You know what I realized, like, now that I'm older? That whole scene where, like, they're getting ready to fight, like, him and Elektra at the end. And there's, like, the... It's almost like a wrestling thing where, like, they're putting on the costume and there's the music.
That was honestly one of my biggest problems. She was not needed to be in this film.
You don't think Elektra should have been in the movie?
I feel like it should have stood as Daredevil with his new beginnings and... taking on a big villain.
Elektra's a bad movie.
Elektra's horrible.
That movie's bad.
Her character in the film, it was just like, oh, let's add a pretty lady.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I felt like they did. I felt like they didn't want to actually put the effort on her character, and they were just like, oh, let's just put a pretty lady to fucking fight Daredevil.
Yeah.
And call her Elektra. Like, bro, Elektra's a badass. She's supposed to be a fucking badass.
Yeah, and she was kind of weak sauce.
I actually like her in the series Daredevil more than I did in the movie.
I still have to watch that.
You slacking.
I'm far behind on a lot of stuff.
Even Punisher, bro, that series was fucking flames,
Still haven't watched it.
Oh, my man's is slacking, bro. I even watched a little bit of Iron Fist. Just a little bit. I can't get into that one. Like, I watched the whole first season.
Yeah.
Second season was cocky. Like, I saw, two, three episodes, and I was like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah, I'm very far behind with a lot of my entertainment as of late.
You asked me what have I watched that I wasn't expecting to like, and I got something for you.
Okay.
Luke Cage.
Oh, the series?
I was not expecting to like it, and I actually loved it. It's different, bro. It's a really different superhero series standpoint. Like, it's just different,
dude. I'm so far behind on I literally have a list in my phone
and
of shit, like, I have to watch.
My man's be like, sweet Christmas, like, that shit is hilarious, bro.
Is that a line he says before he beats somebody up on Christmas?
So basically Luke Cage's character, and they did him justice because he's just like the comic book Luke Cage.
Yeah,
Luke Cage is a superhero who's very corny and classic. He doesn't curse. He doesn't, like, get pissed off. Like, I mean, he gets pissed off, but, like, I don't know. He's cool, bro. He keeps his cool. He's just a superhero that's, like, chill.
Yeah.
Like, he don't, like, nothing really, like, gets...
bothers him.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm a fucking hero, and I'm gonna do what I gotta do. In the show, bro, this dude is like, yo, he's Luke Cage to a T, bro. I fucking love it.
That, like, the actor defines the character very much.
Yeah, the actor did him justice. In the way that Michael J. White did Spawn justice. I don't care what anyone says, bro. Spawn was a fucking phenomenal movie.
I haven't watched it in so long. I have to rewatch that.
The only thing that was fucked up about it was the graphics. And not even that much, because they were ahead of their time, technically. If you look at CGI during those times, that film's CGI was actually pretty decent.
Yeah, that might have been a tipping point for CGI. Are we excited about Space Jam 2? Or are we like...
Me personally, absolutely not.
No.
I get where everybody's coming from. Like, it's a classic film. You know, you want to watch what they got to offer and shit. But first of all, those Looney Tunes do not look like Looney Tunes. They don't look like the original Looney Tunes, and nor are they supposed to, but they just don't do
it. You have
a
problem with the animation.
I have a problem with that.
You don't
animation.
Like that it changed.
They tried to make it way too modern.
Yeah, I don't like how on Paramount Plus they, like, made a new SpongeBob movie. I don't like the animation for it, because it's not the original animation. It looks silly.
Not for nothing, look at Space Jam 1. You have Space Jam 1, which took place in what, 1999? 98?
something around that
around time. The graphics for the cartoons themselves had already been updated.
Yeah.
And they still used the old school original Looney Tunes drawing type style.
Yeah.
For the film. You know, for a live action film.
Yeah.
Bro, why did... Look at Tom and Jerry. The recent film.
Yeah.
It was awesome the way they did it.
I haven't watched it yet. But yeah, the animation kind of stayed true.
The animation stood true to the fucking cartoon. So when I see the new Space Jam and I'm like, bro, like, you're adding the Iron Giant. You're adding fucking, like... And then the thing is that they're not even in Toon World. This motherfucker was taken by the internet or some shit like...
Bro, it's kind of weird, yeah. I don't know what he's...
Yeah, he's, like, in another universe. Like, he's not even in Toon Land. So it's just, like...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Bro. I heard rumors that the Joker, like, Batman characters might be in this thing, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really know what they're trying to go for, but it kind of reminds me of Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah, I think Graves said it, like, in private conversation one time. He said, if the movie doesn't end with LeBron James and Michael Jordan playing a one-on-one basketball game, what's the point of the movie?
Yeah.
And honestly, yeah, I guess, like, that's a good point.
Like, if you don't have Michael Jordan in it, period, there's no...
Yeah,
there's
right?
It's not Space Jam.
Like, he has to pop up at some point.
Even if he's the coach for the team, bro, like, something.
Yeah.
Like, he gotta be in there. He has to.
Yeah, that's very... I don't know, like, they're bringing back... It seems like all pandemic. It's a lot of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, going on. Like, the Mighty Ducks series. Like, they're doing that on Disney Plus. As a hockey guy, I'm excited about it because the original coach from
but
the movies is back.
You're talking about the live action one.
Yeah,
redoing.
Yeah,
I thought you meant the animated series.
Not redoing, but they're continuing it like as a live action 10 episodes series. So like, that's cool, I guess, because it looks like they're staying true a little bit because the original coach from the movies is the coach in this, or they find him or whatever. But there's a lot of nostalgia during the pandemic, bringing back a lot of nostalgia.
I think basically what these guys are doing in cinemas and you know, show creators, I think they're looking at ratings for what people have been watching over the pandemic, and they're going based off of that as to what they're gonna bring in new.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh well, clearly people are interested in the fuck, because like, not for nothing, like Paramount came out with an app. Everybody's been watching Nickelodeon shit.
Yeah.
And you got HBO Max, everybody's been watching superhero shit, the classic Batman, classic, you know, Batman Beyond and everything.
Yo, speaking of Nickelodeon, I wanted to touch you on it.
Oh,
fucking,
oh God.
Because I'm a big T and Nick guy.
No!
I'm a big T and
no!
Nick guy.
We're not talking about this.
I wanted to talk about it.
I'm sorry. All right, I'll stop.
But I'm a big T and Nick guy, and I'm a sucker for, like, Drake and Josh, The Amanda Show, Kenan and Kel.
Are you a sucker for feet, Joe?
No. We're going to get to that. I would say I fell off of watching the T and Nick Nickelodeon shows after Victorious. I think that was the last good one.
Me and you both. Because when they started coming out with Victorious and... I dabbled in iCarly a little bit.
Yeah, iCarly came before that, I think.
Yeah, it
and
came
then
a little bit before.
Did some crossovers.
Yeah, with Victorious.
Yeah.
I
was a sucker for all that shit.
Even when they start, I mean, I don't even think it's the same platform, but when they started, it's probably Cartoon Network, when they started coming out with, like, Flapjack.
Oh, I'm not sure.
And fucking, the world, the World of Gumball and shit like that. That was when things got weird for me with cartoons.
Yeah, but, like, the teen, like... Nick, like, kind of show-esque stuff. I fell off after Victorious because then they started doing, like, Sam and Cat and, like, stuff like that. But here's the thing. Like, if you're familiar with what I'm talking about, I was, like, really, really, really stoned, like, a week or two ago, and I was just deep in the internet. And the dude that made these shows, Zoe 101, all this shit, Zach, is called
Dan Schneider.
When I was younger...
Mr. Epstein Jr.
Apparently... When I was younger, I didn't think, as I was watching these shows, all the hidden innuendo jokes and stuff.
Perverted stuff.
And I think because it's Teen Nick, it's normal to make a boob joke or something like that. You know, to me, like, even when I was 13 or 4, I knew it was a boob joke. And I was like, oh, okay. But the excessive amount of feet...
You know...
I didn't think about it when I was younger.
Because... Unfortunately, because I was introduced to dirty shit at a young age, I knew about it. Like, I would see it, but I didn't think about it sexually. Yeah. I thought about it, like, why are they always showing feet?
Yeah, why is there feet jokes and feet stuff?
If you go back all the way to fucking Lizzie McGuire and fucking Even Stevens, in that show, Even Stevens, the sister was always, like, clipping her toenails or painting her toenails. Yeah. And they always did a big shot of her feet.
Yeah.
Same thing with Lizzie McGuire. Same thing with fucking... like you said, Sam and Cat, iCarly, Victoria.
Like, yeah, there's always food little... on feet and, yeah, like, tickling and feet.
Or someone got to do something, like, suck a toe or some shit. Like, yeah. They've gone pretty far with it.
Yeah.
And then I read an article recently that this man, Dan Schneider, would specifically ask for them to put those scenes in those shows.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, I just, you know, he'll sneak it in very naturally. Like, oh, I think it'd be funny if you just, like, you know, take your socks off and just, you know, do some dumb shit on camera.
Yeah, apparently.
Or, like, wiggle your toes or, like, whatever.
He used to tweet on the iCarly Twitter, like, send us pictures of, like, your decorated feet, tweet it, and we'll, like, put it on the show or something like that.
Dude, the fucking logo was a foot.
I didn't recognize that until I was balls deep in the internet.
Bro, the logo was a
It's fucking, a splattered
it's
foot.
It's a splattered foot.
I didn't...
In the original, in the one of the first ones.
Yeah. I don't...
And, you know, they change the logo every year, so it's like, you know...
Apparently, this dude was, like, verbally abusive to the girl that plays Sam.
From Sam and Cat.
And iCarly, Jeanette McCurdy. And apparently, he wasn't very nice to, She was the very peppy girl in Zoey 101, like in the first season, and then she was never there again.
Oh, I don't know, man. I didn't watch Zoey 101.
But like that girl, like, went on like a thing on Instagram.
Like, I was a Degrassi kid. I wasn't a Zoey 101 kid.
I never watched Degrassi. Yeah, I was.
Oh, Degrassi with Drake in it. That was my shit, bro. That was the only season I watched.
Wasn't Jay and Silent Bob in a season?
They were in that same
Degrassi
season.
Really?
They came to their, I think it was their high school graduation.
But they sell them pot.
So like a. I don't remember what exactly they did. I think they were on campus trying to sell pot, and they got kicked off campus.
That's hilarious. I hope
that's
true.
Exactly what happened. But yeah, they were a part of the show. There was a couple of like guest actors on the show.
I never got into Degrassi, but it just blows my mind that this dude that made these shows... I mean, it's not surprising, I guess, with everything that's come out the past few years.
Again, look at Epstein. Yeah. Like, bro, like, I'm sorry, but the fucking... the media and like the people involved with the higher ups and shit like that, like, I'm not talking about Illuminati because I don't fucking want to talk about that. That shit's annoying, whether it's real or not. I don't want to talk about it. It's annoying. Yeah. Everyone talks about that shit, but there are higher ups as far as government controlled people.
Yeah,
you know, government controlled groups, and I don't call them Illuminati. They're just people that own banks and, you know, important franchises.
Yeah,
but you know, these people demand that you exploit certain things, but discreetly.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to like child pornography and shit, I guess you can call that child pornography in a way.
Yeah.
Because especially if it's turning men on who have that fucking
fetish,
yeah,
like, were you writing?
It's like, you're putting something out there that's like a little dangerous, my friend.
Yeah, because like, it's like, are you writing these scenes where they're doing shit with feet to get a...
Like, we don't know where your heart is. We don't know if you're being a creep or if you're just being stupid.
Yeah,
like,
to get,
you know, trying to be funny.
To get arousal. But like,
my thing is, the way that it was put out is that it was sexual.
Yeah.
And that this man was getting aroused by it. Or,
yeah.
You know, no one can directly say that. But we're just speculating.
Yeah, like, apparently.
This is speculation.
Yeah, there's no proof on this guy yet. But it's a lot of...
It's just a little strange that this did go on for years and, like... Now people notice it, you know, and
yeah,
it comes for a time of where you need to have some fucking answers. Like, what was the purpose of that? You were being funny, or you just being weird?
Yeah, because now, like, that guy, obviously, he was fired 2 years ago or whatever the case is. But like, Paramount's doing a spinoff iCarly with not the whole original cast. The girl that plays Sam did not come back.
But you see, this is also where
the guy that plays Gibby, I don't, as far as we know.
Oh, the one with the glasses, right?
No, Gibby, the kid, he take off his shirt, he's fat.
Oh, and jiggle his shirt. Yeah. But this is where cancel culture comes from. This is exactly, and I was getting into this with my friend Angel. This is where cancel culture comes from. You know, people get upset and they're like, oh, they're canceling all this shit. But it's like, yeah, but look at what motherfuckers have been doing in the past.
Yeah.
You know, like, I personally I hate cancel culture.
I do too.
I think it's really disappointing that a lot of the people that created the best shit are creeps and have fucked it up royally for the rest of us.
Yeah, it is very fucking unfortunate.
Like, bro, it's the same thing. For instance, let me bring this up because I've never spoken about it. It's like this man, Shane Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love his fucking channel. I'd watch all his original content before he even blew up. And then recently someone, you know, said that he was a pedophile. And I'm like, number one, he's gay. I mean, that doesn't mean that you can't be a pedophile, but
yeah.
Just, number one, he's gay. Number two, he has like done so many videos of him like not being able to come out and be himself and, you know, be like basically just being a victim.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know the guy personally. I'm not going to say he's not what they think he is. Because I don't know.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, bro, we've been making content for some time. We've said some fucked up shit. Nothing remotely close to what anybody else says.
Yeah.
But just, like, there's certain things that people misconstrued, and you can ruin someone's life that way.
Yeah, not exactly.
Not even a career, just their life.
Yeah, that's, like, where it gets hard to believe, like, the Marilyn Manson shit recently.
Because you also got to remember, these things are put in front of you.
Yeah.
For you to form an opinion.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Marilyn Manson, like, what he's being accused of, like, here's the thing. This is where, like, the territory gets weird. Marilyn Manson's a pretty weird dude. He's known for ruffling feathers. Would it surprise me? No. But it's all coming at a time where everybody's getting called out for shit. And yes, a lot of people have been exposed, but then there's a lot of people that also like haven't been exposed. And is it somebody trying to make a quick buck?
You know what it is too, is that a lot of these things that happen that people are getting called out for are things that have happened during their adolescence. You know, the start of their fucking, fandom.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm going to say some dumb shit at a young age. Yeah, I'm going to say some dumb shit when I first get famous.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to act. I just got into some money. I just got into some fucking opportunity.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling myself. I'm just going to fucking say shit. Then I get older, and now you want to talk to me about something I said 8 years ago.
Yeah.
That's where my thing is like, bro, people change.
Yeah.
You know, like, now, if it's something for something sexual, even if you change, it's not acceptable.
Yeah, if it's physical or sexual abuse, but it's not acceptable.
For
yeah.
Verbally saying something, like, bro, not for nothing, people make racist jokes all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it's okay, because it's not.
Yeah.
We just live in a society where we're used to racist jokes.
Yeah.
And if someone says something and you know it's a joke, but you purposely point it out anyway to make them look some type of way, that's where my issue is.
Yeah, because then it becomes comedy can't be comedy anymore.
Exactly. Like, bro, Chris Tucker used to talk about crackers and all type of crazy shit on his fucking thing.
Yeah.
Same thing with Eddie Murphy. Same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
Dave Chappelle. Like,
and this is where it gets crazy because people are like, oh, but you're saying that about black artists. I'm like, no, John Leguizamo does it too. He makes racist jokes. Fucking George Lopez has made racist jokes.
Yeah.
Why is it that when someone who's not in a comedy club does it, it's like,
yeah,
it's taboo. It's like, bro, we live our lives and we make jokes.
I think it's at a point where, like, if you can't, like, nobody can laugh at themselves anymore. I think the world is way too sensitive, especially when it comes to entertainment now. I said this recently, we're going to get to a point where we can't kill the bad guy in a movie.
At all.
Because he has a family.
Even though he killed 27 people, he has a daughter waiting for at home.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
At home.
She could get a better father.
Right?
Put her in an orphanage. People are going to get upset that I said that.
Fuck that, bro.
Fuck whatever. Like,
that's like if fucking, what's his name? Richard Ramirez. If he had a fucking kid and he's been killing 37 people like he fucking did or more.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't fucking kill him because he has a daughter.
Yeah, we can't put him in jail. He has a fucking
like,
kid.
No, motherfucker. That's not how it works. Jason Voorhees had a fucking daughter. No one gave a shit. They still drowned that motherfucker.
Right? I don't know, dude. We're just at a weird time in the world. And it gets me nervous, too, for like all these streaming services. Because like, what are you going to do when you bring back old shit to stream? You're going to go in and edit the fuck out of it?
I'm going
to
tell you right now, bro. We're going to get fucking canceled. Like,
Once somebody offers us money, we're not going to last very long.
At all. Yeah. They're going to be like, so we're going to give you some money, but
yeah,
you got to cut this out. And I'm just going to be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can't say fuck. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just fucking tired of all these fucking fuck.
Especially when some of it has no proof behind it. But, I mean, here's the thing. We don't want to defend somebody and then some shit comes out.
But listen, Dan, like, Schneider, that's one motherfucker I'm not defending.
I'm suspect.
I'm sorry. I don't trust feet guys, bro.
Yeah.
I don't.
But especially if it's young girls' feet.
Bro, if you got a foot fetish, I don't give a fuck if they're old lady feet foot fetish.
So you're at 0 feet.
There is no feet, Joe. Yeah. I'd rather have a bitch with no legs than to have some nasty ass feet. I will date a cripple before I date a bitch with ugly feet.
All right, so we got two on the no sucking feet thing.
I don't know. Yo, I'm going to...
Grave like
sucking feet. I almost
ruined
something. Ooh, I want to say something so bad and I can't say it.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, see, Graves like sucking feet.
Graves likes sucking feet.
He likes feet.
Mike likes sucking feet.
Mike likes feet too?
Well, no, but I mean, I watched Dare Pong the 13th, so...
Oh, yeah,
like,
I mean...
Obviously, he likes...
Yeah,
that
he
was
sucked,
so bad,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I'm not a feet guy.
I hate feet.
I'll eat a butthole. I'll eat a chick's booty hole before I suck a foot.
Bro, honestly, I think I would get shit on my dick from fucking a girl before I fucking...
Yeah.
A toe.
Yeah, dude.
I would be accepting if a girl got a little bit of poopy on my dick than fucking suck a toe. I'm not doing that.
You've just been walking around all day and it's sweaty. And even if you get out of the shower, I don't want a toenail in my mouth.
Bro, you know pigs get all their sicknesses from their feet?
Yeah, see, you're not selling me even more.
Yeah, bro, stay away from them shits. Them shits are nasty. They get gangrene and shit.
Oh.
I'm sure you get athlete's feet, your feet start cracking.
Yeah, so I'm not on the feet train. I'm not on the Dan Schneider train. I am against...
He's on
a lot of the stuff
he's
on
the Riley Reid's train.
Not honestly, not a fan.
Oh my God.
Riley Reid, that's a porn star, not a fan. No.
Oh my God. I said it because that's your type.
No, I like Gia Page.
Yo, every time I see this man, he got a new name for me.
Oh, yeah. It's getting lonely down in these parts.
It's a lot of fucking names.
Yeah, it's getting lonely.
I'm about to be Cowboy Bob Orton and go ride this rodeo. Oh, no, I can't say that. People are going to think I'm supporting Lil Nas. Oh, no.
Wait, so what's the... All right, I'm...
Which I do, but actually I do support him, though.
I'm a little pop culture stupid.
All right, so I'm going to give you a little bit of pop culture history real quick on this man.
This guy came out with a new music video.
I don't give a fuck what... Man, yo, I am the straightest man. Even I got some gay mannerisms. I've pointed that out before. I do, because I was raised with women. But I'm not gay. I'm completely straight. And I support this man. Because check this out. When WAP came out, Wet Ass Pussy,
yeah,
by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Everybody was on their dick, bro. They was like, oh, shit, look at that. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this song is fucking annoying.
Yeah, it is in a fucking
annoying
song.
I like Wet Ass Pussy. But I don't want to hear a song about wet ass pussy. I don't care in that sense. I deal with wet ass pussy when I go home.
Yeah.
You know, or when I'm beating it.
Yeah.
You know, beating the schmeedy.
Yeah.
But, bro, this man came out as gay, right?
Okay. In the music video?
No. Lil Nas has been gay since fucking that song Old Town Road.
Oh, okay. So he's been.
Old Town Road is about getting fucked in the ass. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. It's about getting your ass vexed.
I learned something new every day.
Yeah, boy. Okay, so this man.
So Old Town Road, to confirm, is about butt fucking.
Yeah, bro. It's about getting that schlongy, that horse.
It's about what's that movie? It's about Brokeback Mountain butt fucking.
Yeah, bro. And everybody was singing that shit.
What a history lesson.
Everybody.
All right.
So, this new song, Montero.
Okay.
It's called Montero because that's his first name.
Okay.
Now, in the video, he's himself, and he's walking through heaven, and he's seeing all this nice shit, and he's like, oh, okay, cool. And he meets these three beautiful women that are him. They're not beautiful women. They're him.
Okay.
Dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
And they basically telling him, you know, don't do this, don't do that in the video. That's what I'm getting from the video.
Okay.
I don't know the lyrics to this song, but what I do know is that when the video came out, there's a part where he goes from heaven and he drops down on a stripper pole all the way to hell.
And, oh, that's some good symbolism.
Yeah. And when he goes to hell, he meets the devil and he starts like twerking it on the devil and shit. And then he kills the devil and takes his horns.
Ah. Oh.
The meaning behind the song was based on a tweet that he put out.
Okay.
Saying, since all you motherfuckers who... I mean, these aren't the exact words, but basically all the people that are homophobe are telling me to go to hell, or that I'm gonna go to hell
yeah.
for being gay, so I'm gonna really go there. Thus far, making the music video.
Okay.
Of him going to
hell.
And
he's caught a lot of shit for it.
And he's caught a lot of shit for it. But at the same token, we're 2021 where there's women empowerment, there's Black Lives Matter, there's trans matter. If a gay guy wants to make a video about him being gay and proud, leave the fucking man alone.
Yeah.
You got bitches twerking all over the place and fucking men, of course, heterosexual men don't say nothing. They don't
yeah,
care. Like, yeah, bitch, show your titties and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But the minute a man comes out as gay and wants to fucking promote himself, y'all get mad. You don't want to see it? Don't watch the
yeah,
fucking
video.
Yeah,
don't fucking watch it then. Listen,
me personally, like, I respect it. You're doing something that no gay
putting,
man is brave enough to do.
You're putting yourself on Front Street.
Exactly.
Bro. Yeah, dude. Like,
and it's like I said, it's a matter of being brave about it. People to this day that are gay and trans are terrified to be gay and trans in public.
Yeah. I respect it. I mean,
so
listen.
For me, like, it was a clap to him. It was like, yo, kudos to you.
Yeah.
You did your thing. I'm not gay, but I support you.
But I support
and
it.
I support what you're doing. Because he did it in an artist standpoint. As long as you do it in an artistic way, I'm going to support you 100%.
Exactly.
Because that means you really love yourself.
Yeah. Listen, man, gay, straight, pansexual, whatever all these other fucking genres of fucking sexual are nowadays, because there's a lot of them. I support it, man. As long
Bro,
as you ain't hurting anybody.
For him to do it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Because a lot of people are just coming out with all, you know, what they do now.
And it also falls back to Wet Ass Pussy, though, because I just want to say, when that song came out, Cardi and Megan Thee Stallion got a lot of shit for, you know, people, children listen to your music and whatever, whatever. They did the same thing with Nas.
Yeah.
These artists are artists.
Yeah.
They put out whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, if you're a parent, fucking monitor your kid.
Parent your kid.
Yeah.
If you don't want your kid listening to that, don't make them listen to it. Don't let them listen to it. Say something when the song comes on. Change the channel.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do. But this is the same problem we've had with rock musicians all our life.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a rock artist. You listen. You're the fucking devil. You follow the devil.
Yeah.
666. Bro, we're trying to make fucking music.
Or you're an emo fucking kid or whatever the fuck. Yeah, all that
and
bullshit.
And that also brings me up to, I don't know if his name was Morbid Angel. He was part of a documentary I watched based on a murder.
Oh, shit.
Or not even a murder. It was a death. A girl had schizophrenia. I'm going to be quick about this.
Yeah.
A girl had schizophrenia and went to the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. She climbed into the fucking water tank and drowned.
Yeah. 1 second. Continue.
So this man ended up being accused of the murder because he made a song based on events that were related but had nothing to do with her, and it just goes to show how horrible it can be for you to just be, like I said before, an artist in the world. Because, you know, this man was basically like Marilyn Manson. He, you know, he had an art form where he spoke about death, he spoke about murder, he spoke about, you know how matter of fact, I forgot what the black metal. That's what it was. He was a black metal artist.
Oh, okay.
And you know black metal, like I said, they talk about murder. They talk
about, I've heard about Morbid Angel,
very
yeah.
Very grotesque things. But this man was just promoting his music. They ended up him making him a suspect for her murder. And the crazy thing is that they were like, "Oh, but he visited Cecil Hotel." Yeah, 2 years prior to her murder.
Yeah, so they fucking tried.
So they took all his music off of SoundCloud. They took all his music videos off of YouTube.
That's crazy.
Off of a hunch that wasn't even true. Nowhere near true.
That's crazy. I don't even fucking know, man. People got to get the facts straight, and people got to stop being so goddamn sensitive.
I like how this podcast came full circle, because that's exactly what's happening to me at work. Get your fucking facts straight.
Yeah. Get your facts straight. Stop being so goddamn sensitive.
Oh, fucking. Matter of fact, this episode's called Get Your Facts Straight.
Yeah, right? I might just name it that.
Fucking bastards.
Jesus. Guys, you know the drill. Please keep subscribing to fucking send the shit everywhere. Fucking send the YouTube channel to your friends. Subscribe to us on YouTube.
Your mom, your grandma, if you have past relatives, go to the cemetery and put the headphones on the grass so that they can listen to it.
Subscribe to us on Apple Podcast and Spotify and leave a 5-star review. Darepong14, by the time you listen to this, will be out. So go check that out. That is me versus Emo Tim. As WrestleMania weekend. Enjoy your WrestleMania weekend. Things get fucky. God fucking damn it. Take care of yourselves.
Guess who's back?
Take care of each other. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Later, guys.